And you know, as we celebrate women, it really is a passion of mine, which is why I'm up here talking. But revival, or this is my personal opinion, is it's going to come from all genders and all generations. Yes. It's not like God's waiting till we finally get it or get empowered until he can happen. I think he can happen anyway. If you read in Acts 2 when it says, in the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons, your daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions and your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days and they will all prophesy. All generations, all genders. In the last days, all generations, all genders, it's right there. It's not coming from, like, oh, the youth of today are going to bring revival. Well, they're not going to make it unless we help them. Around here, we call, what do we call the youth or the fire, and the older generation is the fireplace. You know, they have to have a place to burn because fire in the kitchen is a bad thing, right? So it's okay to have, the young people don't always have the character they need yet because they haven't had the life experience that we have. But if we reject them because they're a little crazy, then we'll never get to help them. And they, and we are attracted to their fire. We've been living in a box in the church. I don't mean the woman box. I just mean like we've been living without signs and wonders and miracles in the church, and so the youth are all about it. They're the treasure hunter champions, right? And so we're attracted to their fire, and so we can both learn from each other. Amen. So I just, you know, I just want to ask you, what, you know, what are your dreams, and what are they for? You know, typically I think women, they don't know their dreams. They are really unaware of what they want because we're often working on somebody else's dream. We're often working on the kids and the husband, and that's all good things too. But when I talk to young girls and I say, what are your dreams? What do you want to do? And they say, well, I want to get married and have children. I'm like, okay, well, that's going to happen in about a minute and a half. In just a couple of years, you're going to be a wife and a mother. And then what are your dreams? Because you're going to hand out crackers and do homework with them for years.